You know, Roland, every now and then we reach a point in our program when we have nothing.
Well, but you plan it that way. Yeah. You like it that way.
I like it that way. We're gonna wing this.
You know,
segment.
I'm an organized kind of guy.
You really are.
I want to know what's going on, what we're gonna do next.
I got nothing.
I want to know two or three segments down the line what we're gonna talk about.
I'm gonna get Chris and Francis, our producer and our engineer, go get a cup of coffee and wonder what's happening.
Well,
next.
You know, I mean, people, you know, let me tell our radio listeners.
Please.
Exactly what my week is like with
Lord.
You.
How could you possibly get past that? Go ahead.
No. Well, I mean, we start out by saying, okay, I have some interesting guests. What do you think? And Carl either agrees and we talk about it, and he does the same thing. But then we start putting all the segments together, and I'll say, well, we don't have anything for this, that one, and this one over here. And he says, oh, we don't need anything.
These are our, ladies and gentlemen.
He says, let's label these nothing segments.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are our pre-production meetings where we have as we organize our broadcast. And every now and then, we come up with, and it's a word called nothing. We have absolutely Zippo. So every now and then, we're at Zippo right now until we move on to the next segment.
You know, many years ago, when I was a reporter for WCBS television in New York,
yes,
there was a national day called National Nothing Day.
I do not remember that.
There is. And they so my assignment editor said to me, why don't you go out and do nothing? And I said,
maybe
do you have
the,
any idea?
Maybe
what,
down at the local bar and we'll talk about it.
Well, no, I never thought about that, but I probably should have. So what I did was I explained to people what National Nothing Day was at the opening of my report.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I'm going to go do nothing in various places. So the first place that I went to do nothing was on top of the George Washington Bridge crossing the Hudson from New Jersey into New York.
On the top of the...
towers. They have two towers there.
They stuck you up there.
I can remember talking to the public relations person for the Port Authority saying, you know, this is what I'd like to do. He says, are you kidding?
Are you kidding? No.
Well, but then they let me, with appropriate secure lines, walk down the cables of the George Washington Bridge.
I don't know if I could do that.
The second place that I went was at the underneath the Tappan Zee Bridge. So I figured I got top
you
of the George
think,
Washington.
You got to think about bridges. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, it was an easy fix.
You went down
the
below the
you crawled down and you got to watch the boats go by and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
The third place was on top of the Delacorte clock in Central Park.
Yes.
Now, for those who don't know, the Delacorte clock is a wonderful historic place.
Yes, it is.
Right next to the Children's Zoo.
That's correct. A wonderful zoo.
In Central Park. And so I climbed up there and said, well, I'm doing nothing. So, what did you do on nothing?
Well, I didn't know it was a nothing day. I have many nothing days. However, you know, there comes a time in broadcasting or in talk shows, or call it what you will, when, you know, it's time for us just to take a pause and say, well, you know, you and I have been in these various pre-production meetings over the course of our careers in various cities on various national and local networks when people are stretching to come up with something. And that sometimes they create things out of nothing because there's nothing going on. So let's call it a nothing segment. Ergo, probably where nothing day came from. When you don't have anything, but there's an opportunity for us to kind of chit-chat, to kind of take a pause in the festivities, if you will, and just think about things. And you and I just have a tendency of just kind of floating through this small segment here saying, well, I don't have anything to say. Chris is looking at us like, what are these two men talking about? It's refreshing. It offers a sense of a pause in the calamity of life. How do you like that
there
one?
I think that it has some meaning, but yeah, not
gotta,
very much.
You got to stretch for it.
Yeah, you do. But I think that there are a number of people who probably listen to us who say, I'm glad you guys aren't doing anything. In fact, why don't you just shut up and let us just, you know, listen to our own heartbeats for a moment.
I know it. There a station in Waco, Texas did that once. They went to 2 minutes of absolute dead silence. You can hear the guys breathing, but nothing was happening. It was a morning drive show.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to just breathe for 2 minutes.
Well, that can happen. I mean, early in my career, I was a radio disc jockey, and there were times when what you didn't want and the boss didn't want was dead air.
Dead air. So keep talking.
You know, there are There's nothing wrong with
dead air. Did
you
ever flip records?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, sometimes the damn things didn't work. And when you're trying to fix it and talk at the same time, as you already introduced the music, but the music isn't playing, it's a moment to treasure.
Oh,
I've been there.
Yeah, indeed it is. I mean, especially if you know you're talking, you don't want anybody to know you're going to play the flip side of a record, and you reach over with your right hand and you take the what do they call those days? The arm for that played the record.
That's correct.
You took that off, flipped the record over, put the arm back on, put your earphone on cue, and said, "Here it is."
Here it is. And sometimes nothing. Call Sabatino or Roland Smith. We're back.
America Weekend. Think Green. Harrison with you. The only bad cholesterol is LDL pattern B, whereas LDL cholesterol pattern A is good and needed for body repair as part of the body's healing mechanism. Pattern B LDL is made from a person that eats grains, sugar, and cornstarch in excess. Stop eating those things and your pattern B LDL drops like a rock. Pattern B LDL is tiny and it gets lodged in damaged arteries where it contributes to plaque buildup. So simply lowering LDL cholesterol may make no sense without knowing the ratio of pattern A to pattern B. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This hard-running ball pro rushed for more than 10,000 yards in 9 NFL seasons. He helped lead the Tennessee Titans to Super Bowl 34, where they came up a yard short against the St. Louis Rams.
Cuts it up, makes one tackle, spins, dives, scores! What a run!
So where is Eddie George now? Eddie worked as a football analyst, but life pointed him in another direction. He earned an MBA from Northwestern's prestigious Kellogg School of Management and is a focused entrepreneur. Eddie owns a lifestyle and fitness company, a real estate development firm, and a pair of restaurants.
I'm going to be my own master and create my opportunities.
Eddie George, fortune far beyond the gridiron. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.